Hi, I am Lizzie Dillon, and this is my project for English, Woodford Period 2. Today, I will be discussing Scientology and the deeper parts that many people don't like to talk about. Before I dive into the nitty-gritty, I need to discuss some background information to understand why this is all a thing. Now, a question is, what is Scientology? It's the belief in the unconscious influence on adult behavior as well as traumatic events. This just basically means your mind and your body are two different entities. And that is what Dianetics is, which is a big chunk of what Scientology builds off of. Now, Dianetics is the belief that the body and soul are different entities, but they need to be conjoined through therapy. And Dianetics is a system created by Ron L. Hubbard, created to relieve the mind of psychosomatic disorders by cleansing the mind of harmful mental images. Now, to clear the mind of harmful mental images, they use different tactics, of which I will be getting into in a little bit. Now, this quote from David G. Broomley really sums up the ideas of Scientology, well, the ideas through Ron L. Hubbard in Scientology. The Church of Scientology in all its aspects, origin, doctrines, and organization bears the unmistakable stamp of its prolific, indefinable founder, Leifet Ronald Hubbard, was and still is a talented, charismatic individual. When somebody is talented and charismatic and just a good speaker, many people will listen. And it is easy to gain followers through this. And I'm not saying it's a cult, but other cults like Jonestown, their leader was a charismatic, kind man that just talked people into joining. Now, Ron Hubbard was born in 1911 in Tilden, Nebraska. He was described as a world traveler and a member of the Explorers Club in New York City. He was a naval officer in World War II and shortly with Naval Intelligence, which some might say it explains some of the other things I will be discussing in just a moment. And now the owner, since Ron passed away, is David Miscavige, and his wife is named Shelley, which I will be talking about them in a little bit. Now, most cults, including Scientology, go for a young group of people. They go to colleges or go to where a group of young people gather and they would spread their message, which they continue to do now, but mainly they use celebrity influence. Now, Scientology has never released official numbers of how many people are in, how many people are out, how many people got out. So it's really unsure of the exact amount of people that are there now. And their most famous base is what they call it, or headquarters, as I may call it, is Gold Base. And it is in LA, and the top Scientologists live there in the houses. It's sort of like a compound, tiny neighborhood of Scientologists living and discussing their ideas there. And now, with celebrity influence, the line between religion and a cult gets very, very blurred. There's two types of members. The top organizations are the Sea Orgs, and also known as Thetans. And then there's cadets, which are pretty much like civilians is what they like to call them, but they're people who not just started out, but they were there, but they're not fully committed as much as a Sea Org or Thetan. There's levels in Scientology, and the top level, and the way to become a Sea Org is to reach the top level, is TXV, which is also total freedom, as they call it. And to reach Thetan, you must mess clear, feet clear, and operating thetans you must complete before becoming a thetan. Scientology is dangerous because of the abuse, manipulations, and secrets that occur within its walls. As many people would describe it, Scientology aims to make you feel like a puppet, like you are on their strings and you really don't get a say in much that you do. Their tactics of keeping people in is by ruining their lives that they had outside of Scientology. So there's nowhere to go to if you do choose to leave, which I will get into later. When abuse would occur, say sexual abuse, verbal abuse, mainly it would be verbal abuse, and they really just like to berate people. But when any abuse would happen and the people would speak out, they would say it was a lie because of the affidavits they would sign. I'll get into the affidavits a little later, but, or they would blame it on somebody who has already left, therefore ruining their image even more. Another way they abused their Scientologists there is a double wide on Gold Base in LA, and they called it the hole. If you didn't do what you were told, you would go to the hole. And there is many, many different ways you could get sent to the hole, but it's basically just people in a double wide thinking, no outside contact, none of that. And cruelty was routine and daily for these people. Scientologists that believes that you can unlock your mind in an endless array of utopia and forget your past traumas, which they like to say is what happens when you go to the hole. It actually lets you unlock your mind more by shutting out, but it's only, you can only go there if you act out. And then Scientology uses a mix of rituals, rites of passage, isolations, to control the members. And when somebody does leave, you are never allowed to ask where they went or why they left, or else you would get sent to the hole. Now, the word abuse and manipulation really go hand in hand. So next I'm going to be discussing the manipulation that they would use inside of Scientology. Now, one of the many, many rules they have was you are not allowed to have children once you become a Sea Org. And one of the people I will be discussing, her parents were a Sea Org, and that is why she became a Scientologist. She was basically born into it, but when she was born, her parents were a Sea Org, so they had to leave for a short time and come back with her when she was about 5 or 6. Just so they could have their daughter. So it makes her think that her parents didn't really want her. There's like a little accident baby because she really didn't know. She knew that her parents weren't allowed to have kids, and then they had her. Now there's two ways to leave Sea Org, and it's to one, blow, which is an unauthorized departure, which I will be discussing one of the many, many stories that somebody blew. And then two is to root out. And it's the steps to leave, but not to be an enemy, which will take years upon years. And now David Miscavige's wife, Shelley, disappeared. And David still wears the ring of his wife. Now, there is a very twisted story. Nobody really knows exactly what happened to her, which is pretty scary since he is the top organizer. And she left about 10, 11 years ago. And when you're in there, you are never allowed to express feelings. And like the lady I will be talking about, she asked where Shelley went because she was like Shelley's right-hand man. And she asked where Shelley went, and she got sent to the hole and had other things happen. and they aim to make people feel insuperior and inhumane, which is one of the many, many, many manipulative traits that they have. And the one thing that she did get sent to do was deck work, which is hard, heavy manual labor, just digging trenches just to have them covered up by somebody else. Just run it through with a bulldozer and cover it up, all that work. Now, this quote from Mike Rinder really sums this up. Ron L. Hubbard created this idea that the toughest, most dedicated people, the people that are going to get the job done, are the people who have risen to the top of Scientology. And these people in these positions are the ones who can and will endure the most hardship, the most inhumane treatment, and meta out the most hardship and the most inhumane treatment as measured of their dedication to achieving the aims of Scientology, which really enforces the manipulative tendencies that Scientology has. And many of the people inside lose feeling, like emotions in general, and they lose compassion and empathy for anything. Now, say if you were in there and you just want to get out, you don't like it. You are under heavy interrogation or questioning, or you will be sent to the hole to think. And if you were seen crying, you would be sent to the hole or showing any feelings in many different ways. You would just be sent to the hole to think. The last and final thing that Scientology does is have many, many, many secrets, which most of them aren't known to society, so I can't really speak for all of the secrets, but I can list a few. Now, on July 8th, 1977, the FBI raided Gold Base in Hollywood and in D.C., and they found stolen government documents, a lockpicking kit, and eavesdropping equipment. Now, due to this raid, Scientologist members, including Ron's wife, Mary Sue, went to court. Nine Scientologists, including Mary Sue, Ron's wife, were charged for theft of government documents. Which is just one of the many things that they just don't talk about, is how they've mixed in with governments and mixed in with other organizations, just putting their nose in places it shouldn't be. And if you want to leave, which is one thing many people mostly like to do once they reach a certain level and realize it's just not for them, they have to sign a non-disclosure just to leave, and they have no intent. That they have no intent on leaving, which is the affidavits I have mentioned. Affidavits mean they can now call them a liar, and the people, they record them, and they, when they just want to leave, they will not let them. So they just say, you've never experienced this, right? And they just say yes, just to get out. And somehow they get out, and through these affidavits, the other Scientologists and their security team will follow these ex-members to make sure they will not speak out. Like the lady I will be discussing in a short moment, she was followed by a very tall man, very muscular man, and handed some papers. I'll be discussing that in a moment, but they will send the scariest looking people after you just so you don't speak out. And many who do want to escape have to do it very secretly. Now, the lady that she chooses to go anonymous now, but she made a sneaky escape in the middle of the night. And she had to escape through the trunk of a car through an actor that was working there. And there is a video production set for censorship there. And that is how she escaped, because they censor a lot of stuff. And she jumped in a trunk of a car just to escape. A lady by the name of Paulette Cooper wrote a book about Scientology, exposing Scientology. And the scientist got her DNA somehow, and her stationery that she kept at her desk, and staged a bomb threat. She was charged with the threat, but a grand jury found no connection to her and the crime, and the Scientologist wanted her in jail, mental institution, or dead for what she had said about them, because to them, she was crazy and ruining the reputation of Scientology. Now, Scientology just wants to ruin family if they leave or speak out, so it's not entirely shocking that they would go to that extreme of a level. And people that follow the ex-members, they will give out documents that say to stop talking about Scientology, or they will take legal action. And Sea Org's is that Leah Remedy says is Scientology's fraternal religious order comprised of the most dedicated members who signed billion-year contracts to live and work on the community. So now if they leave, since they signed billion-year contracts, they are not allowed to leave. And if they do, they feel as if they have a reason to follow and to yell and do horrible things to the ex-members. And they lie and exaggerate the whole idea of Scientology to fit the beliefs from one person to another just to get people to join. And now Ron has said, and so has David Miscavige, said he could solve mental problems by this new science just temporarily. So if somebody wanted to leave, most of them consider suicide instead of going through the horrible things that they know will happen if they do leave, and they feel like they would just be better off dead. And once somebody leaves, they will provide no therapy or help after somebody leaves, because they felt they were the therapy, they were the help, and them leaving is that's on them. And to achieve total freedom, you need to be fully isolated from the outside world. And to end this all, I would like to give you a quote by Anison David. The ultimate aims of the organization is to arm the members with the tools to improve themselves through the individual growth, rather than being a thesis religion based off a superior being or a god or followers that worship. Scientology claims to help its followers become clear or operating thetans, the ability to transcend, and the question to have the troubled maintained for millennia. Which just means that they were trying to help in people of times of need, because they aimed for people that didn't really need help. They were just young people trying to start life and adventures, but then they ended up getting caught up in something as dangerous as Scientology and never allowed to escape the traumas that Scientology leaves them with.